do begin.
Are we done? Are we starting? Let's do it. Let's get into it. So what's up, Eddie? Pretty much in a way with the podcast, I just been going balls deep. Mm-hmm. You know, last year, I got nominated second best podcast of all of LA, i.e. an OC put together. And was it like a week and a half ago, I got nominated, you know, second best podcast in Long Beach. But it's the grind. It's mm-hmm. the work that you put in. And I just been learning and learning, doing research. You know, when you're doing a podcast, I'm doing a podcast. But to me, it's like I'm up 24/7. Mm-hmm. What am I going to talk about? What type of guests I'm going to bring on? What do I need to work on? What's my strong points? What's my weak points and everything and stuff like that? I mean, if you really give a fuck about your podcast and you really want to be the best, you got to put in the fucking work.
Yeah.
And that's what I've been doing. Oh, no doubt. And the network, the people, the sponsors, you know, people have been talking about, hey, what's up with YouTube? Ain't going to happen. Mm-hmm. You know, my videos are going to be on Spotify and Rumble. But yeah, I mean, I just been doing my thing, just hustling, dude.
Dude, that's awesome. No, I mean, first and foremost, it's good to see you. It's again, it's been about almost 2 years since we fucking seen each other.
Yeah.
Like we've talked and stuff, but it hasn't been like, hey, let's fucking sit down and fucking talk, right?
Yeah, man.
And it's been crazy, like at least from my end, because I mean, just like you're aware, I took a whole year off. Mm-hmm. That shit was pretty. It wasn't long. It was long, but it wasn't, because during that whole year, I did a bunch of shit, and it kind of helped me feel like I, you know, I don't know, like you know me, I like just doing shit. To just fucking do it, just to learn, just to experience it, just to fucking feel it, you know? Mm-hmm. And just be able to say, like, yeah, I fucking did that. Like, yeah, I took this fucking trip, this, you know, whatever it was. And I feel like those are stories, right? And like, to me, when I get old, I want to be able to have stories. That's what I want, because that's what I'm going to be able to carry, right? Those yeah. stories with me till I'm fucking dead.
And you know, and now that, you know, you took a break, and I'll be very frank to tell you this. Did you take a break because of the situations were going on from 2020 until now, where a lot of people had to check their mental state? Mm-hmm. Because I saw a lot of people break down when the lockdowns happened.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's a lot of people show their true colors. There is good friends that you had and they're not here, and people grow up, and the situations, what's going on with our country, and it just fucked everyone up.
Yeah.
It just divided us more.
I definitely see that. Like, I see that in, you know, in personal ways and in professional ways. Like, I felt like it was a, like, the way I like to think about it was, right, like, the pandemic happened, right? And this episode's already flagged because I said pandemic. It's going to fucking.
You could, I don't care. Yeah.
But it's going to get the COVID-19 warning. Ah, pandemic.
More numbers for us.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
So basically, I saw 2020, obviously people were in shock, like, oh, fuck, what do we do? But it was a lot. It was a year that a lot of people, because they were alone, they were, you know, fucking not working, they had too much time, and they started getting free money, that the pros to that was that it gave a lot of people free time to do what they wanted to do, to experiment with hobbies. Either start podcasts, start a band, pick up an instrument, fucking do all these different things that they wouldn't have time for because they're fucking working all the time.
And starting a business as well.
And starting business. Exactly. Started businesses. They took the risk because they're like, fuck it. I'm going to take the chance to fucking do it in this fucking state of the market, mm-hmm. or state of the world. Mm-hmm. And then 2021 came around, and that, you know, that's a whole year already. Mm-hmm. So in that space, in that creative space, right? Because at the end of the day, we're creatives. We're producing. We're creating content.
Correct.
You get at some point like fucking, how do I say it? Just exhausted. You're gonna get mentally exhausted.
You get burned out.
And then 2022 is more like the year, at least that's when I started relating to it, that I took the step back to say, okay, what the fuck did I just do in the last 2 years? Reflect on it, adjust, see where I can improve and what I can stop doing, and fucking go Super Saiyan. Like, fucking, you know, I got beat up and shit, like, ah, fucking Goku's fucking last round. And then you're just like, ah.
Yeah, those were the times, you know. I learned a lot. You know, I was on beast mode. I was one of the front lines of the essential workers working at a grocery store. And all that stuff was going on. And looking back on that stuff, I regretted a lot of things. I regretted making friends, regretted certain things because I really wasn't checking my mental health. Mm-hmm. And I think in a way, for, you know how I am, like when I'm on beast mode doing podcasts, I just my zone. I'm like that horse with the blinds. Mm-hmm. I just focused on that. But everything was going good. And until 2022, that's when I was on going to the top. And a situation happened last year in September where my son had a stroke.
Damn, dude.
And what happened is, and I know you're going to get flack for this, but, you know, my son had a stroke because he had COVID.
Yeah.
And he didn't take the shots or anything. And because of that COVID, it really messed him up bad. And he had a stroke and came to find out, you know, doing a lot of research, you know, my son has a rare disease called catatonia. Mm-hmm. And, you know, his body just shuts down. You know, a lot of, you're going to see this a lot with kids going through how you had your other guests, you know, you got to carry your emotions. You got to let it out. If you don't let it out, your body, your motor skills and everything's going to shut down. Mm-hmm. And if you don't take care of that, what my son has, it can turn into a Parkinson's disease. And if you don't treat it, my son can turn into a vegetable.
Damn, dude.
So to me, everything just shut. Yeah. That was it. And I was going to quit the podcast, you know, family comes first. Mm-hmm. And because of that, my job laid me off.
Yeah.
Because I was calling out. But to me, it's like a father's love is a father's love. Mm-hmm. And I don't give a fuck about a job. I give a fuck about my son. You probably do the same thing because you're a father as well. Mm-hmm. So if your son was going through a situation, you'd probably be the same way.
Yeah.
Because the thing is, it really hurt my heart when that situation happens. And you know how people are on Instagram, they like you and this, or people's true colors come out and they say some messed up things. Mm-hmm. But it just, to me, I just psyched my head out, gather my thoughts. Okay, what are we going to do? Then have a balance, because I was so much everywhere, like parting ways, mm-hmm. you know, doing this, the podcast, getting everything ready. Then everything just shut down when my son had that stroke. And it's been an everyday uphill battle, but I've been doing it, being the best that I can be. Still doing podcasts, but not like I used to, but I'm very selective of what types of guests or episodes that I will bring on. I've been getting a lot of shit on my Instagram today because I had 11 posts deleted from Instagram because I'm going to be doing an episode, I think it's episode 283, The Story of Dr. Sabi.
Yeah.
And I think let's get into this situation with my page, because a lot of people tell me, hey, Omega Man, you know, be careful what you post. Well, how about you fucking post it? Mm-hmm. Why you got to tell me? Oh, well, this is the thing. And this is what I learned from the lockdowns. You know, all our people, we all talk about ASA. We all talk about this and all that stuff. But to me, I'm still pushing that narrative. I'm still pushing that message to let our people know what's really going on with our government, our society, what's going on with the world, what's going on with China, Russia, India, Brazil, Argentina, what's going on with this fake alien invasion and all this stuff going on. To me, I see this as like distractions. Mm-hmm. And to me, I am more focused right now of what's going on in the Twitter files. Mm-hmm. What's going on with Epstein's Island? What's going on with the human traffickings? And when you really deep dive into a lot of those things, this is where, how you guys are talking about pyramids, you know, it's all going to lure into the Illuminati. You want to get into that?
Well, I do want to start off with the Dr.
Dr. Sabi.
Sabi. Because you sent me a trailer. I think it was for a documentary that was going to be somehow funded or produced by Nipsey, no?
Yeah, then, you know, a Nipsey Hussle got killed. But that trailer I sent to you was 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. You know, if you go to Vlad TV, if you guys want to fact check, go to Vlad TV, go to YouTube and all. But you're going to hear the stories. You know, the big pharma, they don't like people healing people. They want us to be slaves and all that. So the whole story with Dr. Sabi is that in New York, he's the only person to win 3 court cases, one from the state, one from Supreme Court, and one from federal. And the reason why he's getting a lot of backlash, because he healed a lot of people. Mm-hmm. You know, the stuff that we eat, it's all manufacturing, is to kill us. You know, a lot of the stuff's coming out with a lot of the foods has Roundup, you know, to kill us and everything. Yeah. When you go to these hospitals, these clinics, you know, they put these shots and they want you to come back. What that does is it decreases your age. You're going to die, you know. Mm-hmm. Even when you're a baby, when you're born, the vaccinations and everything, there's no going around it. So with Dr. Sabi, was like, oh, this stuff's going on, like, oh, these people are getting sick and everything. It's like, well, I'm gonna go do some remedies and herbs and all that. Mm-hmm. Then you hear the stories that Dr. Sabi cured people with HIV, AIDS, cancer, sickle cell.
Sickle cell, yeah.
And the biggest one a lot of people are not talking about is autism. Mm-hmm. Autism is where he found where it was blocking and messing up the brain. Well, because you have a lot of mucus. Mm-hmm. What do you get a lot of mucus from? From a lot of manufacturing foods and everything.
Yeah.
Even from baby formula. You know, that's why, in a way, a lot of these corporations are putting a lot of poison in their foods. And you got to be careful. And the only figure out a way to, how am I going to eat with, have to watch what I eat? You have to grow your own food.
Yeah.
So he's been healing a lot of people. And because of the stories, you know, he had a lot of research where he brought people who had HIV, AIDS, cancer, and all that. And he had witnesses and doctors and paperwork and all. And they let him go. And Big Pharma was like, you know, this is a big thing, man, because if this gets out, how are we going to make our money? We need mm-hmm. people to come in. And if they're sick and all, like, they're just like, we're not going to go to the doctor. They're going to fuck us up. Well, I'm going to try these remedies. And they have all these books to get better, to kill, you know, like to really clean up your stomach, your intestines. Your gut. Yeah, you need, that's the main thing. And they took him out. Mm-hmm. They killed him. And he died in a jail in Honduras. But this is the thing, you know, conspiracies, like, you know, they don't want that documentary coming out. Because if you and your lady or anyone else watches it, it's going to really open your eyes to think, like, you know, it's a population decrease, mm-hmm. population control. They don't give a fuck about us.
Yeah. I mean, there's one thing that for sure always kind of stays in my mind. I read this in the fucking... some history book or some fucking just some book that I fucking picked up. Mm-hmm. But it was saying how at some point or throughout our history, right? You know, there's still been movements of fucking people just kind of sabotaging stuff, right? Throughout history, people who just kind of send wrong information or misinformation or fucking fake news, right? To try to throw off the scent of stuff that will get leaked out or stuff that was actually happening. They'll throw lies in amongst it to make the real stuff look like a conspiracy too. So when you say stuff like that, of course people are like, nah, what the fuck? What are they talking
about?
People
don't know about. But the thing is, I'm putting my page on the line to people to know, like, yo, this is going to, this, you got to check this out, because little by little, the government is going to take control, be a monopoly, take all the mm-hmm. social medias, and they're going to erase information. That's it. So what's going to happen?
Yeah, of course. It's kind of like how...
communists.
Like, yeah, exactly. Like China does that. China does that itself. Like it's always scrubbing the internet. It's fucking arresting people who are fucking releasing information outside of the fucking, you know, their own network, per se.
Did you know how feminist started? Feminism?
No.
You know, the whole thing is going on with the feminism and all that. Mm-hmm. What can we do to kill the traditional woman and kill the nuclear family? Mm-hmm. Feminism. To make it more harder for two people. How are you going to raise... When you have kids, you need two people to raise a kid. Mm-hmm. They did that, and they really focused on our people and blacks and the lower incomes.
Yeah,
and stuff.
To break them up. Yeah.
And so it's always going to be... What's always going to be the woman taking care of the kids and mm-hmm. make it more harder for us men. They already knew all along. So to me, what I see in our country is this is, they orchestrated this. I found out that from the CIA and the certain governments, you got a deep dive because, again, with all the information is going to be gone. From 1950 to 60, they already knew what to do. 60 to 70, they already know what they do. 70 through 80, they have what they're going to do. Mm-hmm. And to me, a lot of people, I'm going to tell you, I hate to say this, we're going to war. And there's no going around it. Mm-hmm. I feel like we're going to go to war this year, next year. But to be honest, how would you feel, Eddie? We're sleeping. And all of a sudden, you start seeing bombs. You're seeing a real red dawn. Because a lot of people mock me. Like, oh, that's not going to happen. War is imminent. You know, it's going to happen. You know, a lot of people don't talk about, you know, there's a lot of Chinese bases, military bases in Mexico. And a lot of people don't know this. There's secret deals what Mexico wants from China. It's like, hey, China, the president's like, what do you want? Well, if you do this and you mm-hmm. go on ahead, back you, then if you defeat the United States, what do you want? We want our fucking land back.
We're going to be back in Mexico.
I mean, you have, it's a lot of crazy things right now.
Yeah, dude. I mean, it's for sure. It's, it's a lot of to take in, right? Cause like, we were mentioning, you know, when I was having the previous conversation was the fact that there's all this information being thrown at you, and it's because it's all being thrown at you that you don't even have time to even fucking digest anything that's coming through.
I saw this because they're sending all this information they can to who are people who are going through mental awareness, anxiety, more depression, suicide, worry. You can't sleep at night, and all this. It's too much.
Yeah, I mean, it for sure creates fear. And when you have fear in people, that's when you can control them. Kind of like how, like right now they're trying to do the whole thing with the fucking
the currency.
With the that's another thing too.
We'll talk about that later with
the currency, but similar to with the what is it called? There's a TikTok ban happening right now.
Oh, let's talk about that.
Yeah, so within the TikTok document, and I didn't fully read this. I just fucking glimpsed like the first fucking like summary parts.
Policies and all that stuff? Look at it.
But it was saying how it has the power to ban platforms. It didn't say TikTok specifically. It just says it can potentially ban platforms that fall under that category.
You know why, right?
Yeah, well, at that point, it just means that they can have control over what is being distributed to the people and have ultimate control, like ultimately have control over what gets pushed to anybody, you know? And it's like, wait a second. This is kind of similar to how they did it with the Patriot Act back in fucking 2001, where they started saying, okay, well, we're going to start getting a little bit of your information because it's for the fucking security of our nation. And then slowly it started becoming this fucking bigger thing where now everything is just fucking in their power.
Because you know the whole thing with TikTok where China has their own TikTok. It's very educational. Mm-hmm. Ours is more like whatever. I noticed that the kids and the people from age 35 to like maybe 16, they're digging a lot of research. Mm-hmm. And what United States wants to ban it because a lot of people are getting it's leaked out for the child trafficking, the conspiracies and all that stuff. And at the same time with, you know, with TikTok, the reason why a lot of people found out is that TikTok, it from a Chinese military, you know, with all that, they're spying on us because they need to know the coordinates of what city, what state it is that has a lot of people, military around and stuff, because they're getting ready for an invasion. That's why, in a way, there's Chinese spies that they found in Idaho. They're buying houses right next to a military base.
Dude.
Did you hear about that?
No.
No, yeah. Look that stuff up. And it's crazy. But they're here among us. So all the Chinese military bases are in Mexico, Central America, South America, also in Canada. Even a lot of people don't know this, about the Prime Minister of Canada, that's Fidel Castro's son.
Wait, what?
You didn't know about that?
Justin
Trudeau?
What? Nah, I got to look this up. Let's see.
Google it, man. See. Yeah, Prime President. And I want more weed, too, so you can buy me a beer after this when you look this. Because, you know, a lot of people want to fat check me, so look that up. That's Fidel Castro's son, because Fidel Castro had a mistress, and that mistress, that's her son.
What the hell? Oh, fuck, I have no internet. God damn it. Hold on. But no, dude, that's for sure the whole TikTok stuff. I mean, another thing I've been
it's not good.
Yeah, no, it's definitely not good.
I never got it. And also me being a podcaster, you think I'm gonna start dumping up, you know, jumping up in the air and dancing and shit just to get numbers? Yeah, right.
What was his name, Fidel Castro?
Fidel Castro. His son is the Prime Minister of Canada.
All right. Okay, I see fucking headlines. I mean, Fox is gonna say fucking. It says bizarre reports. The story claiming that Fidel Castro was the father of Canadian Justin is. It says, not true. The Canadian government denied it. They're going to deny it.
They're going to deny it's true.
They're not going to fucking.
Yeah. That's the mistress and all. And he's doing business with China. Yeah. It's a lot of shit. Huh? It's a lot of stuff. And that's the thing. You want to dig into a lot of conspiracies and all that. I mean, there was a whistleblower from 1956 to 1959. He worked at Area 51. Mm-hmm. And he says, oh, well, did you meet any species or aliens and all that? He says, that's not an Area 51.
Yeah.
That's an Area 54. So there's like 10,000 different types of species.
Uh-huh.
You know, there's, you know, humans that look like us. They're over there. You got, and don't forget the Umanakis.
Yeah.
You know, the Umanakis made all this computers, Wi-Fi and all that. It's all because of them.
Oh, yeah. I have heard of those. I think, you know what? I have. I think it's.
Did you hear about the Umanaki story, what happened in Syria?
In Syria, no. Let me see.
So you go to YouTube. Anunnaki, yeah. So you go to Night God 333 on YouTube. And, you know, when the Russians were helping the Syria defeat, you know, what was going on over there at that time. Well, a lot of these undergrounds, we have a lot of the... a lot of the freedom fighters and everything going. Well, the Spetsnaz, the special forces for Russians, were like trying to get, you know, kill them all. Mm-hmm. And there's a whole bunch of different types of cave passages and all. And they went down a secret passage they weren't supposed to. And they met up with the Umanakis. And the Umanakis destroyed them, but one got away and told the story. And it's crazy. They're living among us. No one really talks about Denver Airport.
Denver, Colorado?
You want to go deep on this, I'm telling you. But I won't mention, but you know, there's a lot of military bases, secret stuff. That's what's really going on, that have fast trains that can take you to Brazil, China, and all that stuff. There's a whole bunch of underground bases. There's a military map that has underground bases that, you know, a lot of people are saying that close to 5 million people disappear a year in our country. They're getting kidnapped, dude. They're being experiment, you know, hybrid stuff, everything. It's a lot. Don't even get me started on the map of Ogarta.
Oh, I've seen it. Like the one that has like the outside fucking lens.
Well, yeah, but in the inner, because you know, it talks about like, well, that's kind of weird, because the whole story is like, how did Hitler escape? You know, going from the Arctic Circle and coming all the way down from Antarctica. He already knew all this stuff.
I know, sometimes I wonder, like, because I've read the document, not documents, but just stories and articles where they build a case for how Hitler could have escaped. I personally don't believe it. I feel like he could have. I don't know how far he got away with it, but I know that there's been fucking photos and they've shown pictures. I mean, a bunch of Germans were going to fucking South America.
Antarctica.
And exactly, they were escaping to Antarctica and to fucking South America.
South America. And this is the thing, if you want to get deep dive. So he tried to escape, him and his mistress. They went all the way on top to the Arctic Circle, which is the hollow earth. When they went down, they needed that map to know where they were going. And they made connections with certain people. And they probably met with the cloud. There's an empire of clouds, which Admiral Burns saw in 1946-47, all the way down, and they met some people. If you look at the map, it's called a Rainbow City. It's like a species of humans, and they made connections to get out of Hollow Earth, you know, and they landed in Antarctica. They had their bases there. Then they fled to Argentina. Mm-hmm. Well, Hitler stayed there for a little bit, but he died in Brazil. So if you look it up, Hitler in Brazil, you see the picture.
I have seen, I think it looks like an old photo, no?
Yeah, it's an old photo, but he was like 90, but he was married to a Brazilian black woman.
Fucking guy. Yeah, I have seen it,
And there's a lot of stuff people are not talking, you know, talking about, like, is it, what's going on in Antarctica, in Antarctica, in Antarctica? Everything's coming out.
Yeah, I did read about the Hollow Earth before. Like, to me,
it's a trip,
Yeah, that's a trip. To me, that seems more... believable than the flat earth, for sure, at least to me, because I had to talk with fucking Dave fucking from the flat earth podcast.
He reached out to me.
Oh, did he?
I'm gonna tell you, I heard all his episodes, I heard his. He's very aggressive, he believes what he has.
Yeah, but of course
he wants to come on, and I think with me and King Mexico, we're gonna do something, because we know his whole thing about flat earth and all. That's cool and all, we get it. Sometimes you think, are we in a dome? Are we in a firmament? You know, like, can we go past the ice wall? Is other continents? Because to be honest, I believe there is. I believe there is a lot of continents, and no one's really talking about. For all you listeners and all that, you can look up the name William Morris. William Morris, he helped the United States, you know, defeat the British. And he had a continental boat and everything. Him and his people, they knew these maps, because this is the thing, Eddie. You can't find no old maps. A lot of people don't know this. Antarctica was not all ice. It was all, like, tropical. There's a rumor saying that could be the city of Atlantis.
Yeah. No, there's this. I mean, of course, at the end of the day, unless we go into a fucking spaceship and we actually see the whole earth rotate, we're gonna know what looks, you know, but otherwise we're just being fed images from fucking...
I like where your head's at on this. So there were some college kids who had a balloon, and it wasn't detected by the military or NASA and all that. And it showed, is they want to know if the earth was round, but it wasn't. It was flat, and there was more land. So I'm trying to think, like, what if? And that's why I bring up the person named William Morris. William Morris and the crew, they went to, like, well, we're going to go back to whatever I came from. Like, what are you talking about? I'm going back to my ancestors. I'm going back to my people. Like, what are you talking about? Like, we have to come in. We have to leave in a certain time. So for us to escape the ice wall to go to another different continent, we're right now, we're in the known lands. For us to get out of this firmament, ice wall and all that stuff, it's called the Summer of Gates. So every summer when the ice gets, you know, hot, you know, it makes a whole bunch of gaps of ice that melts. That's maybe 200 to 400 feet. Back then, you can get you can pass the ice wall. Now with the government, they don't want you for some kind of reason. So he went past the ice wall, and there was like, why are we going over here? There's nothing. It's like, trust me. Well, it trips you out in the end. They went in a certain time. And they went to Mexico, Chile, and all that. And they went on the boat. And, oh, my gosh, like, we're going to hit ice. It's like, no, it's like the current's going to take us. It's like there was a humongous gap, and the boat went right through. No, I'm cool. And the boat went right through and went past the ice wall. And William Morris, I didn't know this, that they landed and they went to a continent called the Ancestor Republic, Iron Republic. There's been a lot of rumors of a lot of our people, like maybe 5 to maybe 15 million, don't quote me on that, that they had to escape persecution, what was going on with the Spaniards, and, you know, the giants were killing everyone. So they fled and went past the ice wall because their god was the sun. So let the sun follow us and see what happens. And so pretty much in a way, a lot of our people went to that continent and they settled in the Ancestor Republic. It's trippy if you think and wonder, but these are stories, you know.
Yeah. I mean, for sure there is story. I mean, there's, if you think about it, like the Book of Alexandria, right? Or the Library of Alexandria, what am I talking about? That was basically a place where they collected all this fucking knowledge that civilization had up until then. And what happens? It got burned down. Like,
I like where
burned it. I mean, I know who burned it down, but I'm saying, now that you think about it, that in a sense kind of reset or kind of delayed human civilization's ability to fucking progress faster, right? Because there's an idea that says that humanity is going to get so advanced that we're either going to destroy ourselves or we're going to fucking find a way to just go fucking galactic, right? Intergalactic. Most of the time when a civilization gets to the point where it gets to that technology, they have this theory that at least as far as they know, every civilization that got to that point got destroyed. So they got reset.
City of Atlantis, that's one. They said the most technology country in the world that was like 100 times more advanced than City of Atlantis was a country of India. I didn't know about that.
Yeah, I haven't heard that.
You heard that stuff. So you got to think and wonder, like, you know, you're finding all these ancient UFOs or this, and you have proof of pictures, like, this is how it was. It just makes you think and wonder, what if? You know, if you look at the Google map and the ocean and all that stuff, you know, when Noah flooded the earth, you know, you've seen all these pyramids under the ocean and all that. A lot of people don't know this. These were Umanaki bases because we were slaves to them 200,000 years ago because they need the resources to save their planet. They needed gold and this, whatever. So it makes you think and wonder, but a lot of these pyramids you see in, like, you talk about Egypt and all that stuff, there's been a rumor saying that the Incas, the Aztecs, and the Mayans were working with India, but also with the Umanakis and Egyptians. So these teleports were inside those pyramids. So, like, you know, like, say, like, me and you, we're going to go catch a plane, we're going to go to Hawaii. Well, their plane was a teleport, just like you see on Star Trek and shit. Just beam me up, Scotty. Like, yeah. That's how it was. It makes you think and wonder. I mean,
yeah, because there was pyramids placed in different fucking parts of the world.
But there's been artifacts of the of the Mayans and the Egyptians collaborating. This is deep. And that's why, in a way, I feel like a lot of this stuff is coming out. You do research and research. But at the same time, we only have a limited of time before they erase all this stuff.
Yeah.
And so what's going to happen is it's like, we don't want the truth coming out. And I just feel like I get so fascinated. Like, what kind of advance of our people that we had in those times.
Yeah, there was this thing that I recently heard was right, like that progress is always just made on the backs of like the lower classes, right? Or like somebody who's willing to work, right? Or put in the work, whether it's their fucking blood, sweat, and tears, to make the future happen, right? Kind of like it's a fucking, you know, when they built a railroad track, so yeah. They were doing gold mining, like mm-hmm. all this other stuff. Slavery in itself, right? Yeah. It's like in order to, all these things happen, and ultimately it led to a progression of certain aspects of our society, right? And then from there it adapted to move away from that fucking bullshit mm-hmm. and go into something else. And right now we're at that point where we're going to automation, right? Like fucking AI and fucking all this stuff.
That's scary.
And it is scary. It definitely is scary because, you know, I do graphic design. And then there's an app that I usually tell people to go to, like canva.com.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay.
You know, because you could do real easy stuff every now and then without having to think about it too much. So whenever somebody's like, hey, can you do this? I'm like, you know, you can do it on Canva real quick. So do it on Canva. But the scary part is that now they have this AI that you can tell it what you want, right? And it makes you a fucking design.
I've seen those.
And I'm just like, holy fuck. You know, like that's my aspect because that's what I do. I do graphic design, so I make money off of that.
Yeah, AI is very creepy. I posted a video, AI. So the person wanted to talk to AI. How was the city of Atlantis like? And it was like, I was not expecting this because the AI has all the information from over the world and they're going to make it how... with all the research and it was trippy. You see like spaceships and this, or if something like, hey AI, what would happen if the Egypts didn't like collapse? It would be like one of the greatest countries in the world, Egyptians, like the pharaohs and all that, and look how it is now. It's like these are things where it's a little scary. Yeah, and I just feel like when Elon Musk about the chip and this and program, you know, like it's just, I don't think it's good. I really don't. I seen a video of a person, he scanned himself and his debit card and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah, I saw
information. That's like Mark of the Beast. So you know the world, new world order's coming. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I mean, I think I remember I started hearing articles with Amazon in Seattle. They had like this, you can go into the store. First it started with your phone. Like you just walk in there with your phone and read it. Mm-hmm. You don't have to pay for anything or take your wallet out. Mm-hmm. You just go get your stuff. And by the time you walk out of the store, you're already charged, you. And then after that, it started going with there's a chip on your fucking hand that some employers were trying to do. And they did. And it's so you can buy stuff off the vending machine or get fucking all this stuff. And I was like, dude, what the fuck's injecting themselves with these things?
We're just living in scary times.
Yeah.
We're
although I think I might do it though.
Yeah. There. And also, I don't want to give you shit for this because right now I'm so researching the shooting that happened with the transgender.
Oh, yeah, that was really trippy.
I think in a way that shooting was a false flag.
Yeah.
And because the thing is, that person, look at that person's shoes. Mm-hmm. Person's shoes were changed. There was no blood. There was no bullet holes. There was no bullet holes in the wall, only in the window. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking it was a false flag to try to steal our guns away. And this is the thing, when reality really hits the fan and we do have a foreign invasion, how are we going to protect ourselves? Mm-hmm. Do you know like there's going to be a draft coming of the United States? Like we're going to go to war and no one's not really talking about it.
Do you think people are going to go to the draft? I mean, I think there's a lot of more people who will be like, fuck that nowadays and compared to the fucking 60s for the fucking Vietnam.
Well, I'll tell you this. They should have it where every country does, like Israel.
Mm-hmm. Israel does have mandatory. Israel,
mandatory. Mm-hmm. You got South Korea. You need to go. Just to be trained, just to be, you know, called up, you know, but it just, we got too comfortable. And I think that's in a way, when we get too comfortable, the countries, all the foreign countries catch up to us. Mm-hmm. And I think in a way, our country is not like it used to be anymore.
Yeah, for sure.
And not just being straight up, you know, like land of the free and this, whatever. But honestly, I feel like in my matrix brain, we're not living in the United States. We're living in a corporation country.
Yeah.
And there's no going around it. So whatever you work for in this, whatever, you know, they're going to pocket those Congress, senators, presidents, whatever. Everyone's all thinking, like, is Trump really going to take control? Maybe, maybe not. But it's the people that who've been in power for 30 or 50 years. You got to let them out. We need new change. We need policies and all that. But right now, everything's all focused on the LGBTQ, the alphabet mafia. It's a very, well, that's why it's, that's yeah, funny, yeah, it's, you see that a lot, and it's everywhere. Look what's going on with Bud Light. Look what's going on with that lady, who had a get a tie for the NCAA champion for the swimmer, and that person, and it's like everyone's, we got to support this. We got to, it's in your face, because this is how my opinion is. The reason why they're pushing it in your face is like, well, if you don't accept it, we're gonna sue you. You're going around it. You got to find all this stuff's going on with this whole LGBT, and let's not forget Black Lives Matter. Did you know how much Silicon Valley Bank funded the Black Lives Matter? $76 million. Yeah. And what was it orchestrated by? George Soros.
What? Yeah, the guy does funny business.
And that's one of the things when the lockdowns happened, that's when everything changed. And to me, I'll say that if you did not support Black Lives Matter, you were crucified, you were silenced, you were canceled, all that stuff. And now that was their little scheme of taking all people's money and all that stuff. And where did that, all that money go to? Did you really help out the community, the Black community and all that stuff? It just, it, you're opening your eyes and you feel like, man, I can't believe like all this shit happened to all of us. And now it's like, it's just getting worse where, you know, again, when the lockdowns happen, oh, I'm going to be do better. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. It was a restart button to be like, okay, this is what I'm doing wrong. I'm going to be a better person. Now that slowly everything is going back to normal, it got 10 times more worse.
For real.
I think in a way we should never voted Biden in. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, I know there's a lot of people who...
But you got pressured, right? But you got pressured. So let's say, example, let's say you're a Republican red. Oh, they'll come after you.
Yeah.
Do you see them coming now? Oh, we're switched. You know what, Mega Man? You're right, man. Man, I'm sorry. I apologize to you, man. Can we still be friends? Go fuck yourself. Straight up. I'm just keeping it 100 with you, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, it just...
I mean, look, I think regardless...
We're living in crazy times.
I mean, I think regardless of which way you look at it, whoever the representative is, it goes for sure deeper than that. It goes deeper than the fucking party issues, because I think, again, it's think about it. It's a whole puppet master shit. That's what it ultimately is, right? Like, there's just a top player in the chessboard that's gonna be the fucking queen or the king. That's how it is. That's how the game is fucking run.
When you see the senators are complaining, why are we giving more money to Ukraine and this whatever? There's been a lot of speculations, you know, that that's where half of the, I'm not going to say that word, but I'll say the crown, you know, the jab. That's where a lot of that stuff was going. There's like facilities over there. But the only thing is, like, why are we still giving money to them still? And a lot, and everyone, do me a favor. Go to usdebtclock.org. We're in $33 trillion. There's a lot of reds, and this is not good. I did the math. Do you know how long, Eddie, it would take us for to clean that slate? 69,000 years.
Dude.
So in a way, it's like, we're gonna be paying taxes.
Yeah.
Your son's gonna grow up and he's gonna pay that tax of that debt. And when your son grows up and gets married, it's gonna keep on going and stuff like that. So I'm thinking, and you do the math, and when Trump was in office, the economy was good. The lower the unemployment, just everything was all coming back, and Biden fucked it all up.
Well, again, look, I don't want to necessarily agree with that, because
what do you mean?
Well, because it's a cycle. You got to think about it. Right now, the two people that we have on our target sides is Biden and Trump. But before, it was Obama and fucking Bush. And before Bush and Obama, it was Bush and Clinton.
So
before
that, you think in a way we should have a third party?
We definitely should have a third party.
You know the situation where we don't have a third party? The whole situation with Ross Perot.
Ross Perot, remind me who that is.
George Bush, he was going against Ross Perot.
Ross Perot, okay.
And because of that, it was like, oh, this is the first time ever. Well, they changed the laws, okay.
That's, oh, yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, but you see, that's the thing. You know, that's not the thing. The thing is, again, with the whole politics stuff, at least for me, I kind of disconnected from it, because it's just...
It could fuck your head up.
It's bullshit. I mean, it fucks your head up, but at the same time, it's just like...
You know, you have the blues, you have the reds and stuff like that. You mean, everyone's going to have their differences, but who's really going to help our country get out of all this shit? Because I'll be honest, our country's not even healed. We don't even have money to go to war in two fronts. Mm-hmm. The last time we've been in two fronts was like it with Japan, Italy, and Germany. We don't have the money for it. We really don't. And I don't know if you know this, but I think China is flossing money that they don't have. Because a lot of the, they lost 40% of their economics, of the corporations leaving, going to India. You have even have a decrease of population. What happened to those 25 million people that died over there that mm-hmm. we don't even know about, that they're keeping it? There's a new disease and everything's coming out. So I don't know, you know, and yeah. it makes you think and wonder what's their conquest for in Africa.
Yeah, like one part that I do like kind of trips me out. And again, this goes back to the whole, like it's easy for things to easily fucking mold or melt into like, oh, this is conspiracy theory territory. Mm-hmm. And this is fucking shit that happens. When COVID started happening, there was initial reports that were saying that it escaped from China, right? It escaped from a lab in China. People were like, nah, what the fuck? That's not true. You're fucking racist if you say that. But just this, I think it was either at the end of last year or at the beginning of this year, official reports came out that it says that China did leak the virus from a fucking lab.
You mean in Ohio?
Wait, what do you mean? No, fucking China.
There's a lot of facilities that they made that in Ukraine, China.
You're talking about a COVID?
Yeah.
No, I mean, of course, because I mean, they're all fucking part of this fucking big ass research facility. And they have to do it in order to fucking keep tabs of whatever fucking new disease or bacteria is coming out. But that particular leak came out. It started from there, right? Because remember, if it all came out, it was like, oh, fuck, it's in China. And you see the fucking map, air quote map, kind of start spreading to fucking throughout Europe, Italy. And we're like, when is it going to get to California?
There's a lady, I think it was in 2006 or 2009. You have to look it up. She talks about it in a television show with Jesse the Body Ventura. Mm-hmm. That when the situation happens in 2020, I'm going to get out of the United States. Is why. When this whole vaccination, this whole COVID, she was talking about it. You can look that stuff up. Mm-hmm. She was talking about it like it's going to fuck everyone up. I mean, look what's going on. You know, people getting heart attacks, people dying.
Yeah.
You know, did you see when you're doing a bombing? Like, you know, the opening, they're finding all this weird stuff like inside of from these COVIDs. Mm-hmm. And they're finding some black goo. Stuck around your immune, your heart, to stop you from healing or mm-hmm. breathing and stuff. So that's why a lot of people who took the jab, you know, the crown, they're worried like, am I going to die? So if I'm going to be like this, fuck it, I'm just going to live life. Mm-hmm. You know, it just makes you think and wonder, but what can you do? You were forced to take that. I was forced to take that because I was an essential worker. I don't want to take it. Mm-hmm. It's like, why? But well, if you don't take it, then we're going to fire you.
Yeah, and it's crazy that it was just in, like, I get it with in jobs. Like, I get it in the hospitals,
sad.
Right?
That's but sad. Like,
come on, like.
You don't do that.
Your job doesn't require you to have to fucking do that, right? Because it's not like we're doing some, I guess they call it essential, right? But it's like, no, not really. What the fuck? And a lot of people.
But that's how it was. Yeah, a lot of people don't want to wear the mask. They don't want to get the shot and everything. And the weird thing about it is when you go to some of these colleges and all that, you don't see COVID testings anymore. Mm-hmm. It all went away. So this is a plot.
Yeah.
It's population control. Eddie's more like, fuck. I just, yeah, and this is the thing I've been doing. You know, we knew each other for a very long time. And I think, you know, again, last time we did a podcast, me, you, ranting and kickback. I think after that, I wanted to clear my head and I wanted to really deep dive on a lot of research. Mm-hmm. Because who's doing that for us? Who's doing that for our people?
Yeah.
You know, I put my livelihood on the line. I know my image, my podcast, everything on the line. So whatever I post, it can open your eyes and everyone else's eyes. Like, hey, at least in a way, I'm going to do whatever I can to post because I'm not here to post crazy stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm over here to save lives.
I mean, for sure, I think the important part for people to take from it is that if you post it, they not to necessarily be like, oh fuck, Mega Man posted this, I'm gonna look at this story, it's fucking 1,000% true. It's always the responsibility of the people consuming to be like, well, let me look this up too.
Well, we're in the day of age where like we're weeding out all the ones who are talking shit, lying. Mm-hmm. And we want facts, we want data. And that's the thing, we want to make sure who's legit or not.
Yeah.
So that's why I've been, you know, doing a co-host with King Mexico's podcast, because we deep dive on a lot of people know this, like, man, Mega Man, how you get your info? Well, me and King Mexico, whatever articles and see, we send each other messages like, hey, check this out. Check this out. What do you think? What do you think? Mm-hmm. We fact check because we're coming up with new original stuff to talk about every Tuesday or Wednesday when we do a podcast because we have to. We need to know if this is legit or not. And there are some that are like debunked. Mm-hmm. Nope, not true. That's way off. I don't know about that. It's just that's the thing. So I think now, you know, with my podcast is going into a different direction where I'm going to interview here, but be more like I want to speak my mind mm-hmm. and just push out a narrative. If it's a history or is it this or, you know, urban legends or conspiracies, you know, just anything. But, you know, it's just it's hard because, you know, my everyone's all thinking like, what do you think? Should I post it or not? It's like you're going to get a lot of shit for that. But the thing is like, what can I do to let our people know what's going on? Because mm-hmm. if you have that movement, if you're pushing the narrative and you're seeing it and a lot of people seeing it, it can spread and be like, man, make a man. I'm like, I couldn't go to sleep last night because I was doing a lot of research.
Yeah.
When you start doing a lot of research, Eddie, you're going to get into these rabbit holes. And the thing is, like, for example, you have a puzzle. You have 1,000 pieces. Oh, man, I'm almost done. 20 more pieces to go, 20 more pieces to go. And all this stuff is going on. And what's the last piece of that 1,000 puzzle, that one piece mm-hmm. that's going to fit it? And again, the Illuminati.
The Illuminati. Now that you said, like, the piece, the guy, the founder of the Cash App got fucking stabbed a few days ago. And that was, I think, and I don't know if it was shortly after that happened or before that the U.S. announced that they're going to be doing some sort of fucking...
I think 2 or 3 days after.
After, right?
That I saw that.
They announced that they're going to be doing like their own version of a Cash App, but that's like federally backed or something. And I was like, what the
fuck? Well, took over Venmo, mm-hmm. took over Zelle, Cash Apps, anything. They're just monopolizing where it's like, you know, I get scared about banking and I'm a little weak at this, but... I'm trying to do a lot of more research about Bitcoin. Mm-hmm. But, you know, a lot of people are like, hey, get Bitcoin, and you see if it's good or not and everything. But now with this whole currency, this banking system, a lot of people, or King Mexico was talking about, put your money in Bitcoin because they don't know where that shit's going. Mm-hmm. And that's where the government wants to take control of that as well.
Yeah, I mean, and they kind of can't at that point because, I mean, that's what I've been into too. That the whole last year was like, I got to get my some like stuff straight. And one of them was like, okay, I need to be more try to be more financially stable, financially open to risk and managing, right? Because at the end of the day, if you're not taking risk for anything, you're not moving, right? Like you're just going to fucking stay. So I started playing around with crypto. You started seeing how that world moves and shit. And it's...
How is that world? I heard a lot of bad stuff.
Nah, it's
like people getting killed by the Assad. The CIA.
Oh, but I think that's if you're like fucking doing some deep shit in crypto, you know. Like, I mean, that's in anywhere, you know. Like you do some deep
billionaire
shit.
Billionaire killed a billionaire here. Killed. Like, what's going on?
Oh, okay, I've heard of those.
Yeah, now we're talking.
Those are weird. But I mean, yeah, those guys better have some secure fucking Bic or fucking crypto wallets. Those are secure. As long as nobody gets your password, you're fucking safe.
I don't know.
But they know that you're fucked. They got all your coins.
I mean, they're just trying to make it more harder for us.
Yeah. But yeah. No, I honestly think Bitcoin is the future, dude. It sounds crazy. People are like, nah, what the fuck? But it's the thing, bro.
I mean, let me switch gears and ask you questions. So if we do go to war, are we ready?
No, but I think a lot of the people, at least in this area, and like at least on this side of the fucking west side, I think we can be some fucking guerrilla style fucking warriors, no mm-hmm. doubt.
House to house.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I mean, yeah.
I don't know about any other place, but at least in this area, I know we at least have a chance. So we have the fucking hood people. We have the fucking, the guys who are fucking, just the people who are fucking ready to just get down.
I'm going to say this right now. We know the movie Red Dawn, but let's get the real version of the Wolverines. Wolverines! How many tanks you killed? I got 2. Fuck yeah.
There's going to be some fucking sick ass battle with the cholos and the fucking... Nah, they're gonna be facing up a fight.
Or
a
team.
So I'm not that scared.
Or Team America.
But if they nuke us, then yeah, that's a different story.
See, that's where I get scared. You know, I didn't even know that. You know, I'll send you the episode with this person was on Joe Rogan, He talked about Russia was trying to nuke. They don't want to nuke Ukraine. There's no way. Mm-hmm. They need that. They need the resources. There's a lot of stuff, if you really deep dive on Ukraine and Russia, where Russia, like, they want that land because of all the resources. But they were going to nuke Stockholm, mm-hmm. Germany, and I think it was British, to stop what was coming, like the tanks, the ammunition, whatever and stuff. Mm-hmm. Poland, too. They were going to do that. So, man, I'm telling you, man, Russia right now do not have no men. They're just kidnapping people, prisoners. I don't know if you look this up, but there was an African who was in jail in Russia. Mm-hmm. And they took any prisoners and they just put a Russian outfit. He's from, I don't know what country in Africa. They killed him and they send their body. And the parents didn't know, like, what the fuck, dude? Like, oh, your person died in war. You know, as was a prisoner, because there's a population decrease in Russia. Mm-hmm. I think they lost over close to 400 or 500 million people in World War One, World War Two, with Stalin, with the tortures, with the gulag, and just a lot of stuff. And there's more women than men over there. So I think it's like 25 to 30 women per guy. Mm-hmm. And even also with China has a population decrease well, because there's no women. Mm-hmm. So now it's almost like, in a way, it's like 50 men for one woman.
Yeah, I mean, because they had that law where you couldn't, if you had a girl, they were usually fucking.
The whole Mao system messed everything up, because Mao system was to take over the country. But now, like, you only get one kid or two kids. That's mm-hmm. it. That's why they always needed a boy to you know, serve in the military and serve, you know, their country, the CCP.
It backfired.
So now you're having all this stuff and the collapse, and mm-hmm. you're going to see a lot of countries collapse. But I don't know about this new currency of the Saudi Arabia parting ways. Even Japan parted ways as well. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what's going on, you know, with the currency going down, like how good is our dollar? Because to me, I see our dollar as monopoly money.
You see it as monopoly? Yeah. I mean, at this point, it's lost its whole fucking value. There's no backing on it.
No backing.
It's just all pretend, like, hey, man, this fucking thing this is worth $50, Mega Man, the air freshener. Take it. I keep my word. Like, wait, what?
And when you think and wonder, if, let's say, for example, you have a currency, you have $100, you know, US $100, how is that going to be good in European, you know, Central Asia, like Central America, like all these, like, how would they accept that? I was like, oh, that's nothing to us.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, that's kind of like third world money.
Yeah.
Dude. I'm a little scared on that. See,
it's not stopping either. It's not slowing down.
And this is why, you know, a lot of people are smoking, anxiety, depression, you know, all this stuff. People are worrying. Like, it's like we can go to war tomorrow.
Yeah.
This is not like how Iraq and Afghanistan, the Cold War, we're almost there. Like, this is like to the point with social media, with YouTube and everything. And it's like, that's how I feel. Mm-hmm. It's a lot. It's overwhelming. It's very stressful.
Yeah. Yeah. Honestly, with the whole stuff with AI and the like deep fakes and all this stuff, it's really scary too, because you're just a few views away from making something go viral. And if it's the wrong thing that goes viral, it's like we're fucking.
Look at the leaks with the files about the military, about China, mm-hmm. Ukraine, and all this stuff.
Yeah, the recent ones.
It leaked out a couple weeks ago. I want to see that. I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, no, I didn't really look at them either. But yeah, it was just related to the distribution of funds and fucking equipment to Ukraine during this whole time. And the government right now is trying to figure out who leaked it out. Somebody, I think I've heard reports that some people believe it's actually somebody from fucking Mo in Ukraine. Or a mole in the U.S. or a mole from fucking China, Russia.
Again, the Twitter files, the WikiLeaks.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Stuff. Yeah. The Twitter files. That was with the how they were fucking manipulating the fucking results for the fucking.
Yeah. Elections. We all know. We have found that out. Mm-hmm. So they banned certain Republicans or certain people. Mm-hmm. Why would you even ban doctors who are trying to get people better from COVID?
Yeah.
And these people, these doctors are from Stanford. You know, Palo Alto is one of the best medical schools in our state, California. And they're just like, why would you do that for? Mm-hmm. Like, oh, we're just looking out. It's like, nah, you did some deals. And that's why when Elon Musk bought out Twitter, that's when shit hit the fan. It's like, I have all this information. I have the codes. I have. Mm-hmm. It's all learning to the Biden administration and all that stuff.
Yeah.
It's just, I'm telling you, we haven't even got started with Epstein's Island. And I'm going to tell you this with Epstein's Island, and I don't want to get you, like, you know, shadow ban or anything. There's layers to this. Mm-hmm. I feel like we're in stage one, and I feel like there's about 70 stages.
Dude.
Because there's a second page. Mm-hmm. There's a page that had everyone's names. There's a second page that has a lot of the elite names. Mm-hmm. And it goes down to, I'll tell you off air, it alerts to pretty much like, fuck. I'll give you an example. Like, you heard stories about, you know, Bill Gates. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you heard about the stories of Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
You heard that story, right?
That's why he was in another country during this whole fucking...
Well, what do you think? He's a citizen in Greece.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, you know, the whole situation, because he got exposed. And the thing is... I think we should stop right here.
Yeah, yeah. Goddamn Woody.
I know. It's just... I'm telling you, all the stuff's coming out, and... I stay up at night. Mm-hmm. You know, you're a podcaster. I'm a podcaster. We do research.
Yeah.
It's a lot, man.
Yeah. You know what? There was a report today that came out that was saying that the Dalai Lama was caught.
I saw that.
Dude.
I would apologize. That's disgusting.
It's disgusting.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was.
I don't even do that.
Yeah. For people who haven't heard that yet. So basically what it looks like, it was captured was that he asked a kid like, hey, come here, get closer to me. Give me a kiss on the cheek. And then the kid gave him a kiss on the cheek. And then from there, he asked him, oh, well, give me one here on the lips. And the kid kind of hesitated, and he went for it, and he kissed him on the cheek or on the lips. And then he asked him, well, stick your tongue out now so I can suck on it or something. Or vice versa. Or let me stick my tongue out so you can suck on it. And then I don't think the kid did that. But the point is it was released. And honestly... It sucks because the Dalai Lama was one of those people that, again, anybody, we're all fucking human. We all have our dark sides. We all have
that's a dark right there.
Fucked up sides. We all have our fucking we're all different. We all have our shit, man. And for you to think that nobody does is fucking ridiculous. And again, and it's sad because you see Dalai Lama, he's like this holy fucking figure. Right, or this figure that's supposed to be closer to air quote God or this, you know, spiritual world, mm-hmm. and then he busts some shit like this, and it's like, what the fuck? Where are we?
I'm just telling you, it's all coming out. It's just all these human traffickings and all. It's just, to me, when I see social media, I tell my friends, like, I'm gonna just not be on social media for a couple of days because it's some of the videos that a lot of our followers or friends they send, it's very disturbing. And to me, I just never seen this before. I mean, you heard stories, but it's in your face where it's a point like we haven't even got to the borders of Mexico with these human traffickings of these kids. There's a whole bunch of kids that disappeared. Mm-hmm. Where'd they go? You know, their parents probably died, taken to the border and all of that. And there's in detention centers and there's a whole bunch of kids missing.
Yeah.
And this is where Ted Cruz was talking to, I think it was the secret security, you know, for the United States. And it's like all these kids that have all these wristbands are from traffickers from certain cartels that they own money to. Well, those certain wristbands that has how much and everything. And these kids are sent to certain locations. It could be right under our feet. But when we were talking about earlier, there's a whole bunch of U.S. military bases underground mm-hmm. that they don't have to detect what's going on top. And they all get spread out. And that's why I feel like human trafficking is a corporation. Yeah, what do you think? In a way, you go see TV, 20 people from human trafficking arrested, 16 over here. All those kids are being lured out. And that's where you have to follow the money of what's going on with Twitter and the Epstein's file. Follow the money. When you follow the money, you're going to know where all this stuff goes to. When it goes to JP Morgan's, you know, a lot of this stuff, it's pretty deep. And this is one of the, when you really deep dive on a lot, Eddie, sometimes I feel like I'm worried about my life. Mm-hmm. I'm worried about my safety because there's sometimes in a way you might get those certain kind of threats or hear whatever, or sometimes you might have people that knock at your door and say, is your name so-and-so? Like, yeah, like, we need to speak to you.
Fucking Mega Man.
But that's the thing, you know, like, I'm just doing something, mm-hmm. something good.
Yeah.
I just want to do whatever I can just to open your eyes and and have everyone wake up from their deep sleep.
Amen.
I know I did.
Damn.
I'm not that guy who was back then and all. It's just that mature, just I know. And to me, what's really sad, Eddie, is that I see things different now when I go out in public.
Mm-hmm. You know? Yeah, I'm sure it changes your perspective. And
it's scary because I feel like, I'm just going to stay home. You know, because like people think like, oh, you're paranoid. So I'm telling you, when you see things, I'm like, fuck this shit. Anyone who has a time traveler or anything, I want to go back to 1980, 1990. That's where the hot girls are. So we don't want those these type of girls now. Hashtag Andrew Tate.
Ooh,
that is my boy. Hey,
nah, don't start with that. Don't start with that.
What, you don't like him?
Nah.
What?
Nah.
Come on, dude.
Nah.
You even hear the story about all that stuff?
I mean, I heard it, but nah, I'm not a big fan of that guy. I think there's a whole different approach to these things, and it's not necessarily like it's not the best way. I don't think so.
You think in a way because he downgrades women or the way how he is?
Well, yeah, I mean, because I think we're past that fucking toxic shit, bro.
But you know, a lot of men praise him.
Yeah, but that's because they don't
have... For motivation.
Exactly. Because, like we were talking, like I was talking to the other, on the other episode, because we seek a leader in our lives. We seek some sort of figure that helps you fucking figure out your shit. In this case, a lot of people right now, they don't have a male figure. And it's like I tell people around me, right? Or people tell me, like, your son needs a male figure in his life. It's important that he has a male figure in his life because he needs structure. A lot of men don't have structure in their life. And because we're not allowed or we're fucking made to feel like us opening up is a bad thing, it makes us fucking seek something is going to tell us otherwise.
Let's be frank, about 50 to 60% of us, you know, we're in single parent homes, you know?
Right.
And a lot of the times, when you really think about it, there's our father's not around. It's always the mother raising and all that. We're looking for that. Then you understand why when you look into like deep dive on Joe Rogan, Jordan Peterson, Kevin Samuels, Andrew Tate, the list goes on, David Goggins and all that stuff. We're looking at because they're making us. This is what you were taught. Do it this way and all that stuff. So to me, I see them as like we're looking up to them.
Yeah.
At the same time, I look at myself like, they did their best. I see things different. Now it's time for me to be a leader.
Yeah, right. But ultimately, it's up to me to decide what values and things I'm going to take for whatever I'm taking.
So you want to be a follower or you want to be a leader?
No. What I'm trying to say is when you take... Well, I mean, I don't want to be a nothing.
Why?
I don't need to be a nothing. I just need to be an observer and a part of this experience. That's what I care about. I don't need to be see me as a leader. Fucking let me show you what my power is. Like, nah, to me, it's more like, let me just fucking flow, see life, experience it, be the leader, be the fucking follower simultaneously, but just fucking flow. That to me is a real essence of being a fucking meta fucking human level. Because if you're doing the leader, at some point or another, that power is going to fucking change you.
Oh, yeah.
That power is going to change you. If you're a follower, you're going to be afraid of fucking doing anything.
Because I always tell people, if you want to be a leader, remember, don't be a power trip.
Yeah, exactly. And it's sad to say because ultimately the times that I've been in a position of power where I have to, when I mean that is like if I have fucking, you know, on my team or whatever, I'm leading somebody, hey, you need to do this shit like this. At some point, I do feel better than them. Like, yeah, I know how to do this better than you. Like, you know, I know how to do it more efficient. So there's that sense of ego where it's like, yeah, I know better. I can do better, you know? But at the same time, when I get helped by somebody and I don't know what I'm doing, I feel like a fool. I feel like I can be in school.
I don't think, see.
But I take it as a learning experience.
Okay.
I'm in both positions. I'm in the position of feeling the power. But at the same time, I'm put in a position where, oh shit, this guy does know better than me. I can take something from this and apply it to myself.
Oh, everyone's all different. You're good at something, what you do. I'm good at something. And I think for when it comes to our people and, you know, what I mean by raza, you know, and everything, we don't want to give people ideas or help them because they were kind of more like, how do you say the word? We're just very like, no, I don't want him to get better than me. I want him down. I want to be up. Like how you said earlier in your last episode, just too many tribals, too many divisions. You know, we don't want to help each other out. That's why there are always conflicts and this, whatever, because we do not make the time and effort to sit down and get to know each other. Mm-hmm. If you can help me on something, I'm going to help you on something. And that's how it is. But we didn't even do that because we just care about ourselves.
Yeah.
That's how I see it as, but I don't want to be like that.
No. Yeah. But it's, again, it's healthy, you know, like we challenge each other, and correct. That's what you need.
I love challenges.
You need to be challenged. You need to certainly, like, at moments feel like, oh fuck, no, I know what I'm talking about or whatever it is. Yeah. Right. And that's, at the end of the day, you know where I'm coming from. I know where you're coming from. And we fucking find a place where we're like,
yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Fucking fist pump. I'm telling you, man. I don't know about that fist pump. I feel. I know.
I just noticed it.
I know. So I know I love aliens. I see. Like, we just got to help each other out and all that stuff and everything. And we're just going to push forward, you know?
Hell yeah.
I just feel like it really sucks, man. They're just divisions, mm-hmm. clout chasers. This is like, you just have to me. I like how you say you like to observe and see what's out there. I like to observe, but when it comes to you or to anyone else, I like get to know, is he still the same Eddie? Is he a different Eddie? Is he grown up? Is he immature? I look at people like that mm-hmm. now, because a lot of people change and you don't know who's real, who's not, mm-hmm. who's going to backstab you or who's going to like pick you up when you're down.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I always want. And that's why to me it's like, you know, knowing what I know now, I grew up so much, and you know, I just want to say, like, I'm happy that you're doing good. Mm-hmm. I'm happy that we're alive. You know, I'm happy that my son's getting better and better. You know, that's the only thing I care about. I just care about family. I just care about my community. I just care about my friends, followers on social media and stuff like that. That's all I care about right now.
Hell yeah, Mega Man. Well, dude, it was a blast having you again. It was great catching up. It was fucking sick.
I got to get you on my podcast, because we're going to go deep dive in this one. I'm going to smoke out.
Hell yeah.
Because I'm going to, I got to eat some weed. So shout outs to Equity Blunt. That's like, member, like George Lopez. Equity Brand. They're from Cannabis in Long Beach. They might be sponsoring the show, though.
Damn.
So I hooked Eddie up. I hooked Viva, the Mirage, everything. But I just want to say this was a very deep episode. I hope it's worth your while. I hope your listeners love it. But I just want to say thank you for inviting me on your show. And everyone, follow me at the Long Beach Social Experiment Podcast.
Sick. Thank you again, Mega Man. Gotcha, enjoy the rest of your night. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. I'm gonna get drunk. I'm going to get buzzed. And I'm going to get my groove on.
Have a good night, everybody.
Later, everyone.
Peace.
I just paid my rent. Got this bad bitch on my bed. Up on my weed and forget that you exist. What's your name? Oh, who this? I don't know you, what you want. Yo, I'm focused on the better. Can't you see I'm moving on? Bitch, I need healing from all this trauma, from all this drama that you done put me through. You did me dirty, you did me wrong, and that's okay, it's all good, huh? No bad blood, it's all love, it's all done. Don't come back, I won't open up. You lost my trust, left me in disgust. Now back to the money, let's run it up. Hey, 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 don't tell on my name. You always in my business, stay in your lane. You just might crash, worrying about what's on my plate. Worry about yourself, like you got nobody else. That's what I be doing, cause this world really cold. I don't wanna sweat a bitch, I buy me a coat. Make it look fresh, make it fashionable. It ain't about the looks, but the loyalty you hold. I just paid my rent, got this bad bitch on my bed. I'm gon' roll up on my weed and forget that you exist. What's your name or who this? I don't know you, what you want. Yo, I'm focused on the better. Can't you see I'm moving on? My vision more clear, got rid of the fake. So when that ain't healthy for my mental state, you will take some pain. Get you out of my way, get you out of my life, get the fuck out my face. All these good times ain't none to me. Having friends ain't never been good for me. This bad bitch ain't even good for me. My whole life, yeah, that should be a movie. I don't care about nothing in life. Catching feelings, nah, bitch, I'm alright. I'd rather be up in the sky. You'd rather be up in my thighs. I'd rather be up in my bag. Not to brag, you would not find one like me. Don't care if you do not like me. Fight me.
Fight me.
Bitch, I know my life exciting. I just paid my rent. Got this bad bitch on my bed. I'm gon' roll up on my weed and forget that you exist. What's your name or who this? I don't know you, what you want. Yo, I'm focused on the better. Can't you see I'm moving on?
Vision more clear. Yeah. walk out my way.